Welcome to Updates from the Middle of Nowhere. I'm Liren. Well, I don't know if you can tell already, but I am just getting over being really sick. So, I'm sorry, I haven't gotten back and talked about Jeff and I going to the second event that we went to, Camp Nerdly. We had a really good time. There has just been so much going on, and then my granddaughter's mother got really sick, and I ended up taking her to the ER for a bag of fluids. She is so underweight that this is the second time that's happened to her. She's like 5'9 and weighs 104 pounds, so she's thin enough the doctor has told her that she's risking organ failure, so that's scary. But anyways, so she got it, I took her to the ER, then my granddaughter got it, and then I got it, and then Jeff got it, and now our son has it too. So Jeff actually tested positive for COVID with this, so this is the second time that we've been really sick since the whole pandemic thing started, and the first time was right after I had had dental surgery, so I thought it must be that my immune system was low or something, but I am now suspecting that we have had some variant of COVID at least twice now. So there you have it. It is pretty awful. I mean, it's like, my brother coined the best phrase for it I've heard yet. It's like the worst bronchitis I've ever had is what it feels like. It comes with like a day of, this one at least came with a day of a fever around between 101 and 102, and then at least one day of low-grade fever. I only had not quite one day, but Jeff has had over one day, so I don't know. Anyways, you know, everyone's immune system is different, right? Of course, our 21-year-old is bouncing back from it a lot faster, but realize he has a really high pain tolerance being on the autism spectrum, so I'm not really sure that he even realizes when he's sick until it's really, really bad. I know that when his appendix ruptured 4 days later, he was just saying his stomach hurt. So now when he talks about his memories of it, he says it felt like the sun was burning in his stomach, and all he was saying to me was, my stomach hurts. So I don't know. You know, I treat him with, you know, medication. We've been taking decongestant because this is just, I mean, last time and this time, these are the worst congestion I've ever had in my life. It's crazy. So, I don't know, you know, whatever you think about vaccines or whatever, this is pretty awful. And I wish that people would pay more attention to disinfecting their hands and wearing masks and just staying away from people if they don't feel well. But, you know, people want to say it's their right to not wear a mask and it's their right to do whatever they want to do. And I cannot be so blasé about it being my right to infect other people and possibly kill them. So, you know, I appreciate people who are not so blasé about such things. And I don't, you know, I'm not sure where my granddaughter's mom caught this. It was either from one of her sisters, because right after the girls got out of school, she let them go up to her sister's when one of her sister's boyfriends was sick and the other one had a really awful headache. And lo and behold, the beginning of this thing has been a really nasty headache for all of us, including Zoe. So anyway, I suspect that they got it there. I'm not sure. You know, you never know. Their mom works at a grocery store, so it's not like she's not exposed to every germ in the county every time she goes to work. Anyway, I'll stop complaining about that now. At least we're on the upswing of it. I just had to run to the store to get animal feed and stuff, and thankfully they're all still doing curbside pickup, so I didn't have to go in anywhere and expose anyone to my germs, because I worry as much about that as anything else, because I would feel really awful to make somebody else sick. So I'm really cautious about that. And I mean, I have masks and everything, but ideally I can just put a window down and someone put it in the car window and never come anywhere near me or my germs. So, let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you guys. So at Camp Nerdly, I finally got to play in one of Jeff's Witch of Lindisfarne games. So I had heard about it. You know, I think I mentioned that we were working on making costumes. We did get them done. So it was a tabard, and then it had a felt rectangle on the front of it that represented the roll. And I think they turned out really nice. Everybody really liked them. And another thing we added, we ordered a black scarf and had the witch character wear the black scarf. So there are parts of the story. There's, I want to say, 5 different scenes. There's either 5 or 6. And in the beginning scenes, it says that she is seated in a cage and she sits in shadow. So we started the game having the witch put the scarf over their head, and then I know in the one I played, she then like put it around her shoulders and wore it that way. So I'm not sure what the previous knight did. He ended up running that twice. It was really popular. So that always makes me happy. He is so laid back about everything. He really, I think, struggles to take in good feelings about success and people wanting to play in his game. So of course, if you say anything about it, he just downplays it and goes, "Oh yeah, whatever, you know, it was just because nothing good was offered in that slot," or, you know, who knows, whatever he says. But I had a really good time. I also got to play in a session of Gnakagak, which I actually played with the creator the very first time I ever went to a conference with Jeff. And he had a version of it, if he had enough players, that he had turned it into a LARP. So I guess he did that. He calls it Jeep Forged. I don't know if you guys know what that means. I know I don't know what that means, but he went to some event where he edited the game to take it there, and he hadn't run it in years. So it was, I mean, it was probably a little rocky because of that, but it was still a lot of fun. I love the world that game is set in. So the fact that I had played in that LARP at the previous event, excuse me, I'm so sorry, definitely prepared me for this one, because again, you would play a character as well as each person managing an aspect of the storytelling. So I found that interesting. You know, I think I told you guys the first time I was really just intimidated by it, but it is really interesting if you're dealing with people who are brave and, like, you know, willing to jump into that role. And it's really hard to do. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty conservative in how I play the story wielding part of roles like that, you know, at least the 2 times I've ever done it. But anyway, I had a good time. And I stayed in a hotel and the guys stayed at the campground. So, and I'm glad I did that, because I know I would not have been able to sleep on those metal frame, you know, plastic mattress things. And I bought the guys air mats and hot weather sleeping bags. And they said that worked really well. So I think, you know, we had a good experience. We had a good drive home. It was good. I'm excited. Now, because Jeff has gotten sick, some medical things have gotten moved around, so we may, in fact, be able to go to an event next month at that church again. So I'm really excited about that. There was a good possibility we weren't going to go based on some dental work Jeff was going to have done, but because he's now sick, that dental work was supposed to take place Monday, and we've had to cancel that since he tested positive. So, I don't know. I'm excited about getting to play some games again, you know, in July. So I love playing games online, no doubt, but there is something to be said for playing in person for sure. You know, I would always, always take playing online over not gaming. Absolutely. But I am excited about playing with people in person again. So anyway, I hope that goes well. I'll keep you guys posted if, you know, about what games we play. Ooh, we play, you know, I just realized we played one other game that I don't remember the name of. It was a like a light PBTA space adventure that Jeff ran for our son because our younger son was there with us. And he didn't play in any games. He helped a lot at Camp Nerdly. Everyone gets a chore, and the day that we drove up, the organizers sent out a message that they had been exposed, the group that was there setting up, and that they were going to be extremely careful with masking and distancing, and I believe a third of the people that were going to come canceled. And we made the decision not to cancel because we're all vaccinated and boosted, and you know, we had masks, and we're used to being careful with my granddaughter's mom working in the grocery store. And that went really well. I don't think we got exposed there at all. I mean, it was too long after that we got it from my granddaughter, or I did. And then, of course, I infected my family. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, I feel like I'm rambling because I'm not feeling great, but I realized I had to run out and pick up pet food, and this is a good opportunity for me to take a minute and catch you guys up and let you know I did not fall off the planet. I did not. I'm still here. Hopefully, if you don't hear from me before, you will hear from me again after the July event, and I will regale you with tales of all of the games that we play. I'm hoping our son goes with us to that one. I'm not sure yet. You know, that one is, I think that he is finally making the transition to playing with the grown-ups. You know, he was a little intimidated at first, I think, but he enjoyed the game that Jeff ran. I'm trying to think. I think he only played in one other game the whole time that he was there. But he was helping a lot in the kitchen. I was saying a third of the people didn't go. Well, that meant a third of the chores that needed to be done did not have people to do them. So everyone was picking up extra. And that made it a little stressful. I realized something about myself I didn't want to know. I was trying to help in the kitchen, and I officially cannot stand up on concrete floors for longer than about 30 minutes without really extreme discomfort in my lower back and my hips. I'm sure part of that is carrying extra weight. I'm sure part of that is having fallen off my horse when I was 19 and messed up my hips. I'm not sure exactly how I messed them up. It's a strange story. I fell off him and landed flat on my back. And then for almost 2 weeks, every time I tried to walk, I got nauseous. So I don't know what that's about. And my hips hurt really badly. But they did all kinds of scans and x-rays, and I didn't break anything. So I don't know what the heck that did, but I can tell you when it's going to rain by my hips, if it's cold outside especially, because especially my right hip, for some reason, I just have a lot of issues with. So it might help if I wasn't carrying all this extra weight. I will say out loud right now that I'm going to try to work on that. Wish me luck. I'll try to keep you posted. I want to thank the bunch of people who messaged me and just gave me updates on how they're doing with gaming, and that was wonderful. Thank you so much, you guys. It was wonderful to hear from you. I also realized that I absolutely forgot to mention Andy from Grizzly Peaks. When I was going through the people, you know, that I listened to podcasts and stuff that I had interacted with, and I thought, how could I leave out Andy? I played in a bunch of his games. Anyways, I'm sorry that I forgot to mention you, Andy. I am mentioning you now. Thank you so much to everyone, anyway, for reaching out and keeping up with me and giving me an update on how you're doing. And I keep telling myself that things are going to calm down and get more in a rhythm, and it keeps not happening. So I'm really trying to just slow my world down a little bit. Work has gotten really hectic, and that isn't going to get better until probably the end of August or couple weeks into September even. There's some big changes coming down the line. We're doing a bunch of stuff in prep for that. So, this has just been a time of trying to keep my head in a good place and not get overwhelmed. Anyways, I cannot tell you how happy it made me to have messages from you guys, and I have tried to keep up with them, and I did not answer. I don't think I answered hardly any of them. Please, please don't take that as me not caring. I appreciate you guys so much. And I'm going to make a concerted effort this weekend to go through and respond to those. I have to say, the thing that keeps happening to me post-pandemic, ever since, you know, things shifted and everybody's working from home now and all of that, I really, sometimes I will realize a whole week has gone by and I barely noticed. So I need to work on being more present in the moment. I know that I've enjoyed my life much more in the past when I've been better at that. So that is a skill I am going to look to regain. I hope that you guys are doing well. I hope you're getting in lots and lots of gaming. And I keep trying to catch up on podcasts. I have squeezed a couple in here and there. I even managed to, you know, cause a little controversy on poor Jason's podcast, RPG Variety Cast. And I just want to thank him for the way he handled that. He was very sweet and gracious, and him and I had a conversation on Discord before the episode came out where he shared some of my comments. So I really appreciate you, Jason, and hopefully you hear this episode. All right, guys, I'm gonna go unload the pet food that I had to go get so our poor animals didn't starve just because all of us are sick, and get everybody fed, and then probably an early night for me. I will talk to you guys soon. Until then, have a good one, and I hope everyone is enjoying a lot of great gaming. I have a quick addendum. Thank you so much to Colin from Spike Pit for my intro music. I love hearing it again every time I make an episode. All right, guys, have a good one. Talk to you soon.